Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Morning, darling.
Oh, hi, Mum. You're running late, aren't you?
I overslept. Look, sweetheart, can we talk later about the holiday? You haven't even told me when you're going. I take it you are still going.
Oh, yes, of course I am. OK, well, have a good day. Oh, and don't do that. I'll do that when I get back. OK, bye.
OK, then. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, hi, Penny. Did you want any toast?
No, thanks.
Oh, good, because I've used the last of the bread.
Oh.
Well, there's some in the freezer if you want it.
No, I'm all right.
Coffee?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, and are there any croissants left?
Yeah, there's one. Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
Do you want some butter?
What, with a croissant?
Yes.
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, I'll put this here, okay?
No, thanks, Cathy.
So, today's the big day. What time are you meeting him?
6:30. It's going to be a bit of a rush, to be honest, because I plan to come home first and shower.
Oh, no, so I won't see you. I'm going to the cinema tonight.
Oh, that's all right. I didn't expect you to be here.
Well, you'll have to tell me how it went when you get back.
Well, I don't think we'll be that long. We're only going for a coffee.
Oh, good luck with it all. And remember what I said. Let Mike do all the talking. And obviously, don't let Jim ask any stupid questions.
Well, that's going to be difficult.
But probably impossible, I'd say. Anyway, I hope it goes well. Right, well, I'd better get going. There's more coffee in the pot if you want some.
Jim, sorry, but could you go to household today because Tina hasn't turned up?
Yes, that's no problem.
Oh, have you been in the small storeroom recently?
Last week I did. Why?
Oh, it's a terrible mess. Looks like someone was looking for something, pulled everything out and just left it.
Well, it wasn't me.
Oh, no, I wasn't accusing you. Trouble is, it does need sorting out quite quickly. So I was just wondering if you could help me out after work today.
Sorry, I can't today. I'm meeting up with a friend.
Well, it wouldn't take us long. We'd be out of here by 6.
No, Debbie, I'm sorry. I really can't do tonight. Maybe another day, but tonight is totally out of the question.
Oh, I see. Well, perhaps I'll see if Penny or Amy could help.
I'd ask Amy because I'm sure she'd like the extra money.
Oh, yeah. OK. I'll go and find her. See you later.
Did you get the price gun?
Oh, blimey, I forgot. OK, I'll go and get it now.
Oh, and can you also get me some more white socks? There on the right as you go in.
A small or large stockroom?
The large one.
OK. I won't be long. Ah, Amy, just the person. I've got something to ask you.
Oh, what's that?
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind helping me sort out the small stockroom after work today. It looks like a bomb's hit it.
Me? You want me to help?
Yes, I thought the extra money might be helpful.
Oh, well, that was nice of you to ask me, but I can't tonight.
Oh, it won't take long.
No, sorry, I'm going to Southampton after work today.
Oh, that's a pity. I'll have to ask Penny then. Do you know where she is?
She's gone to get something.
Oh, OK, I'll come back.
Ah, the thing is, I think Penny's doing something tonight.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, I'm sure she is. She won't be able to help you either, I'm afraid.
Oh, I really don't want to do it by myself. It would take me ages.
You could ask Tina.
Oh, she's not in today.
Oh, well, I know who would help. And that's Charles.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he might.
That's if you can trust him.
Here you go. I got 6 pairs. Is that enough?
Yes, that's fine. You've just missed Debbie.
Oh, have I? What does she want?
She asked me if I'd help her after work. Me? It's the last thing I'd do.
Well, you'd get extra money.
Penny, no amount of money would compensate being huddled together in a stockroom with Debbie.
Oh, I see your point. No, that's not a good idea.
Would you?
Well, obviously not tonight.
Would you another night?
No, not if I could help it. Don't get me wrong, I like Debbie. But I know if I said yes, she'd ask me every time she needed help with something.
Exactly. You wouldn't want to say no, would you?
Probably not.
Well, don't worry. I said you were busy and suggested Charles.
Charles? Why Charles?
You're very quiet today.
Am I?
Yes, you seem a bit down.
No, I'm okay. I just have things on my mind.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm still waiting to hear from Amy when she plans to go away on holiday. I thought it was last week, but that didn't happen. Trouble with Vince is he always leaves things to the last minute, and then everything goes wrong. I like to plan well in advance, don't you?
Oh. Hmm? Sorry. There's a customer. I must go.
Oh, it's okay. I'll go. You finish what you're doing. Hello, are you ready for me to take your order?
Yes. Can I have a cheese scone and a black coffee, please?
I'm sorry, we've only got fruit scones left.
Oh, for goodness sake. The same thing happened the last time I came in. You always seem to run out of something.
Well, I'm sorry, but we are very busy.
But it's only, what, just after two?
Well, all I can say is I'm sorry.
Oh, forget it. I'll go somewhere else.
We have cheesecake.
I don't want cheesecake. That's not the same thing, is it? Excuse me. Just let me get through.
Oh, okay. Sorry. See you soon.
What happened there?
We didn't have any cheese scones, so she left. Honestly, some people. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yes. I don't know when she's going on holiday, so I can't organise cover for her. It's so infuriating. And I bet Vince hasn't said anything to her about going for 2 weeks. It's a long time, isn't it, Connie?
No, not really. I don't think it is.
Well, I do. Still, I must get on. Oh, did Jill apologise?
For what?
I don't know, but you said you'd had an argument with her, so did you get things sorted out?
Well, no, not really.
So where are you staying?
Oh, Connie said I could stay with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I said I could find my own place, but Connie wouldn't hear of it. You have met Connie, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I got very well with her.
And so do I. Do you know, she taught me how to swim.
Did she really?
Yeah, we used to meet up regularly and then go for a drink afterwards. And do you know what? And you probably don't know this, Penny. She often insisted on paying for the drinks.
God, that was very kind of her.
Yeah, but she's like that. She's done very well for herself, you know, but she doesn't brag about it.
I've always wondered why she gave up diving to work in a cafe.
Well, as you know, diving's a very physical job, and I think, well, just between you and me, she'd had enough of it.
Well, she was good at teaching me to swim.
What, without armbands?
Oh, very funny.
So, Mike, what time are you meeting her?
Oh, gosh, I must get going. I said I'd be at her place at 7:30.
Oh, OK. Well, it's been great to see you.
I'll see you soon, mate. And Penny, it's been lovely to see you. I've missed you, you know.
Have you?
Yes. I wish things had worked out differently.
Well, it's been lovely to see you, Mike. And I'll be thinking of you.
Will you give me a hug? Oh, you don't know how much I've been longing for that.
You'll be in my prayers, Mike.
Penny? No, sorry. I must go. I'll see you both soon. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, see you soon.
Bye, Mike.
Do you think Mike knows that Connie lives with Jill?
I don't think he does, because I think he would have mentioned her.
So what should we do?
Well, we can't do anything.
I think we've got to do something.
Just a minute, Jim. I'm trying to read this. This is from Connie.
Well, what is it? What does she say?
She's been in an accident.
Accident?
No, that's all right. The police are there, but she can't get away. She's fine. She asked us to go round and make sure everything is all right when Mike arrives.
Oh, crikey. Jill will go mad if she doesn't know Mike's staying there.
Right, come on, let's get going. I'll tell you what else she said on the way.
Do you think he's here already?
No, I don't think so.
Right, well, let's find out, shall we?
Oh, hello. What do you want?
Ah, well, we were...
Jill, I've just heard from Connie. She's been in a car accident. No, she's all right, but she says she won't be home for some time.
Oh, OK. Thanks for letting me know. Are you sure she's all right?
Yes, she's fine.
So why didn't she phone me?
I don't know.
Well, maybe she did. You might have a missed call.
OK, I'll have a look. Is there anything else?
No.
She's definitely not hurt.
No, she's shaken up a bit, but apart from that, she's fine.
Was there anyone else involved?
Yeah, and they've been taken to hospital.
So what happened?
A car pulled out in front of her.
Oh, dear. Well, as I say, thanks for coming round. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. What the hell do you want?
Hello, Jill. Is Connie here?
No, she's not.
Mike, she's been involved in a car accident, but she's okay.
Oh, no. Are you sure she's not hurt?
Honestly, no, she's fine.
So what's this all about? What do you want, Mike?
Connie said I could stay here the night.
Over my dead body.
Oh, don't be like that.
She had no right to say that. It's my house and you're definitely not staying here.
Jill, it's only for one night.
Get lost, you two. This is between me and him.
Jill, Connie said he could stay here.
Go away. I hate the lot of you. And you must be mad if you think I'm going to have a murderer in my house.
How dare you say that? He's innocent, you stupid woman.
He's not. I know he's not. Thank goodness, come tomorrow, he'll be banged up. And I hope for a very long time.
No wonder you left her.
Look, Mike, don't worry about her. Come back to my place and I'll tell Connie to meet us there.
Are you sure, Penny? It's not going to put you out, is it?
No, of course not. Jim, do you want to come?
Yeah, why not? Shall I get some beers in?
No, not for me, thanks. Maybe another time.
OK, well, let's go. I'll just quickly text Connie to let her know what we're doing.
So, Mike, tell me, you must have seen something in that woman to have married her. What was it?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.